Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your name to locate the account?
Yeah, my name is Steve. Last name is Prentice. P-R-E-N-T-I-S-S.
Thank you. And just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
7412 Seabluff.
Okay, let me see. I'm still getting this pulled up for you. Bear with me. Mm-hmm. And could you spell your last name for me?
P-R-E-N-T-I-S-S.
Thank you. And your zip code, please.
92648.
Thank you. And how could I help you?
Okay. I have a 6-month supply of the Omex on like auto refill.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to push it out a little bit just because over the course of time, you miss some ones here and there or whatever. And so now when I'm getting them like too early, you know? And so I just want to keep the program, but I would guess my next shipment, since this last one was 4/7, would be 10/7 since it's 6 months later. And I want to push that out further so
okay.
It doesn't come on. Because I'm not done with the other ones and then they just start stacking up, you know? So.
Okay. Well, let me see.
So I want to reset, recalibrate the date there, and then it can go 6 months from there. But
okay, let me get this pulled up for you. One moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a PO box 15683. Is that correct as well?
For the billing address or where?
The shipping address.
Now the shipping address should be 7412 C Bluff.
Okay. Well,
the address
let
I gave
you. Make sure.
That's what I've got my last invoice,
okay.
Or whatever.
That is up. What we have here. Yes.
The other one is the billing address.
And you were on a 6-month supply, every 6 months, right?
Yes.
6 boxes every 6 months.
Is that what it shows on your side?
Yes, sir, that is what I'm seeing. And you were wanting to extend it?
Well, I'm just saying the next shipment, I'm assuming, and you tell me if I'm right, the last
mm-hmm.
shipment was 4/7.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming the next shipment is going to be 10/7, which is 6 months after that.
Right. That is correct.
And I want to push that further out because on 10/7, I'll still have, you know, quite a few left, and I don't – it's just stacking up too fast. So
okay.
Please,
okay.
So I just
and
want to take that
okay?
10/7. I want to, 10/7, I like to make it like 12/1.
Yes, sir. Well, I understand. Is it okay if I place you on a brief hold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, you can never fucking get your words in. That's not like all that works.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. With you being,
yeah.
With you already being on an every 6 month subscription, that is the maximum you can extend. But we can skip the October shipment, and so then you'll be receiving it 6 months after that.
Well, that's okay. That doesn't work because then I would
or
be
is
out.
It too
so
long, right?
I don't get it. I'm not understanding. So why can we not just start it on that other date? I don't get it.
It's because the maximum, like let's just say if you were on an every 1 month subscription, the maximum we can extend the shipment is 6 months. And with you already being on a 6 month subscription, we wouldn't be able to like extend it further because you're already at the maximum of where it can be extended to.
Okay, well then why don't we do this? Cancel it and start a new one starting December 1st. Does that work?
Let me see.
Yeah, I think your system is running you guys instead of you guys running the system. So.
I'm looking into this for you now.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for being patient. So what we can do is go ahead and skip this October 4th shipment. And then when you are about to run out, when you're on your last box, you can give us a call and we can change your order date to something more recent.
Can't we just do that now so I don't have to call again or no?
Well, the only thing that I can do now is cancel this order. So let's just say if you give us a call in November and you're on your last box and it's like November 4th, you can give us a call on November 4th and we can make your order date for November 5th or 6th. But we wouldn't be able to do it right now is the issue
because
you're already on the maximum of where you can extend your subscription.
Okay, so if we take my existing subscription right now and just cancel it so I don't get the October one, can we do that?
But it would cancel the entire subscription. It wouldn't just cancel the one shipment because I can skip this shipment. But you would still have to give us a call when you're on your last box. To let us know that you were wanting to receive it on this date.
Okay, so just I want to be clear. I want to make sure I understand. So if I don't do it right now, I'm going to get a shipment on 10-4, right?
Right.
Okay, so how do I stop that one from happening?
We can skip that one.
So you're going to skip it right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But we can't put the new date that I want it now because...
You're already on an every 6 month subscription, and when you extend a subscription, you can only go up to 6 months. And with you already being at the 6 month mark, that is the maximum that you can extend.
All right, I don't understand it, but okay. So when should I call to? Honestly, I'm not trying to be a smart ass or anything like that. Whatever that makes absolutely no sense to me. So. All I want to do, so I'll just follow the steps you're saying. So basically, I guess skip it because I don't want it shipped on October 4th. So I guess do whatever your system requires, which is I guess skip it. It sounds like
right.
And then I need to call back in again. So say I want my shipment to be around. I'm going to guess it's going to be around 12-1. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when should I be? And you can't put that in the system currently because the system doesn't allow it. So if I want my next 6 month shipment to be on 12-1, what do you recommend I do?
You would give us a call. It could be on 12-1 or maybe even November and let us know when you were wanting the next shipment to be.
Okay, so call say about mid-November or so, because obviously it takes a little time to get it over here, right? So so if I call in mid-November, let's just say.
I would say even like November 27th or the 28th.
Okay, because it sounds to me like you guys can only just plug in ship. You can't plug in a future date. You can only just plug in ship now. That's kind of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the issue. So, okay, so you can't plug in a future date. You can only plug in a ship now date. All right,
right.
So I need to call when I'm probably 3 or 4 days away from wanting it or something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's the issue, though. You can't plug in a future date. That's the problem, right?
So the problem is the maximum that you can get with the subscription is a 6 month. So you can get a 6 month subscription at the most. So we do not have a, you know, like an every 7 month subscription or every 8 months. So with you already being at the maximum of months you can have a subscription for, we wouldn't be able to extend it for you. So for example, if a customer was calling and they are on an every 2 month subscription and they want to extend it, we can extend theirs to 6 months because they're already not at the maximum amount of months that you can have.
Maximum is sort of the maximum the system will allow, it sounds like.
Right. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
The human beings can't override the system because the system is the almighty, right? So,
right.
So, okay. In this case, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I just need to call in. So I'm skipping. So that'll eliminate the 10-4 date. So I won't receive something for. And then I'm basically just saying, I'll call in November and say, I don't want to wait all the way to the next 4-4 or 4-7. Could you move me up? And you guys can move me up. You just can't out, right?
Yes, so, that is correct. Right.
All right. Okay. Very, very unusual system, but okay. You're stuck with whatever they set up for you, right? So I'll make a note here that I'll have to wait until sometime around, well, I guess until I get down to my last box, like you said, or last whatever, and just try to remember to do that. Hopefully I will remember. So.
And I'm also going to leave a note.
I will not get one in October, right? So October is now currently suspended or whatever, right? So,
right. Mm-hmm. And I am going to go ahead and leave a note here just stating what we spoke about today. So when you give us a call back, it'll already be documented.
Okay.
And was there anything else that I could check into for you?
No, I'll just call back in whatever, 6 months or something. So, okay.
Okay, and before I let you go, I'm not sure if you have been receiving any vitamin D, but we do offer that as well. That helps to support healthy bones, muscles, and your immune system. And were you interested in receiving any of that from us?
Not at this point in time, but I will note that. So thank you.
Okay, well, I thank you for calling Omex Health, and have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.